So a newborn in New York has been diagnosed with a Zika-related illness, or the New York area, I should say. The mother gave birth at New Jersey's Hackensack Medical Center, the University Medical Center there. David Lee Miller, live from there this morning. So, David, what do we know about this case? How did the mother contract Zika, do we believe?
Martha, we know that the mother is a 31-year-old woman. We do not know anything more about her identity, and that she was exposed to the Zika virus, and this is important, she was exposed to the Zika virus while living in her native Honduras. The child was born yesterday at 3 p.m. at Hackensack University Medical Center. The woman was in the United States visiting extended family. The chief of obstetrics, Dr. Manny Alvarez, who is the senior managing editor for FoxNews.com, was among those on the delivery team. He said the child was crying, and he said when he looked at the mother, he could see the pain in her heart. One other thing worth noting here is that the child's grandmother is a microbiologist, and that she noticed a rash on her daughter's arm, and she sent her daughter's blood to the CDC, and tests a number of months ago did then confirm exposure to the Zika virus. This child now the second child in the United States to be born with birth defects caused by Zika. So far, according to the CDC, Martha, there have been 591 cases of Zika here in the United States, a number that many fear, as summer comes, is only going to increase. Martha?
So how's the baby doing today?
One of the doctors in the emergency room said, quoting now, the child, she is a beautiful little girl. That said, she is suffering from severe birth defects, specifically a partially formed brain and head. We are also told that the child has internal as well as visual issues. The experts say that the child's future is uncertain.